USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. House Democrats plan to present an article of impeachment against President Trump on the floor of the House of Representatives this week. Majority Whip Representative James Clyburn of South Carolina tells CNN State of the Union.
Because it's privileged, it can go directly to the floor, and it may not go through the regular, what we call regular order, through maybe the Judiciary Committee. So it may be Tuesday or Wednesday before any action is taken, but I think it will be taken this week.
The search for any possible survivors continues off the coast of Jakarta in Indonesia after a Boeing 737-500 plane crashed into the Java Sea. A Navy ship detected a signal allowing divers to locate parts of the wreckage. There have been no signs of survivors so far. Saturday's crash comes just 2 years after a Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet crashed, killing all 189 on board. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in San Diego declared a gathering between supporters of President Donald Trump and counter-protesters on Saturday an unlawful assembly. Some people went at it. Officers were hit with glass bottles, eggs, and rocks. Pepper spray was shot at them as well. This man tells CBS 8 San Diego he got caught in the middle of it at Pacific Beach.
I just saw the Antifa people standing there, and then they got real aggressive and started spraying the pepper spray at people and telling people like myself that were just standing there to leave.
Additional officers were called in to break up the groups. An officer with the U.S. Capitol Police has died while off duty. 51-year-old Howard Liebengood had been with the department since 2005. His cause of death has not been disclosed. It's unclear if Officer Liebengood was at the Capitol when it was stormed this past week. This is the second death of a Capitol Police officer this week. Officer Brian Sicknick was killed after confronting that mob. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Amazon has kicked the alternative social media network Parler from its web hosting service. Google and Apple have also pulled the app from its stores. CEO John Mates reacting to the timing of the moves on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures.
Well, it's devastating is what it is, and it's an assault on everybody. They all work together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off tonight, off the Internet. So they made an attempt to not only kill the apps, but to actually destroy the entire company. And it's not just these three companies. Every vendor, from text message services to email providers to our lawyers, all ditched us, too, on the same day. And they're trying to falsely claim that we were somehow responsible for the events that occurred on the 6th.
Mate says they will rebuild Parler from scratch, but that could take as long as a week. The country of Pakistan is in a blackout due to a major national power grid failure. A fault caused power plants across the country to shut down. Pakistan's power minister is asking people to remain calm. This is the most widespread blackout in Pakistan since 2015. There have been long lines at gas stations as people rush to buy fuel for their generators. The wait's taking hours in some places. Power has since been restored to major parts of the capital city of Islamabad. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.